Hello, welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Monday. Our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100. He's off today. He's off all week on vacation. So I hope you're having a fantastic time, my friend, in Florida. So it's just us, Naughty. It's just our good selves today. But don't worry. We've got so much gossip that together we can fill up the next 20 minutes. Hey, my friends, what time is it? It is tea time. Did you sing along? I think I heard you. I think I did. Big breaking news at the top of the show. Kanye West is claiming that he and Kim Kardashian are back together. You heard that right. So Kim and Kanye caused fans to scratch their heads over the weekend when she turned up at his show in Chicago, and she was actually part of the production. She got on stage wearing a fake wedding dress. Ooh, does this symbolize that the two of them are renewing their vows, calling off their divorce? Well, Kanye is adding fuel to these reconciliation rumors, or at least he's trying to, because he's telling people that he and Kim are in fact back together. Sources tell Page Six that Kanye claims the two of them are together again. Quote, he's been telling other rappers that he and Kim are back together, but everybody knows that is not true. The source goes on to say, quote, the real story is that Kanye wants to beat Drake in record sales. So Kanye's album finally came out. It was late, but it came out Thursday. Drake's album comes out and he's desperate to beat Drake. So this big show, this big production, putting Kim in a wedding dress was all to grab media attention. It certainly did. And spike the sales of the album. It's currently number one on iTunes. All of this is a plot to beat Drake, and that's what inspired the fake wedding. My sources are telling me that Kim agreed to participate in the stunt. It was a press stunt because she wants to support the father of her children. So Kim has figured out, she's really shrewd, she's figured out that after she filed for divorce, things were really ugly with Kanye. He didn't speak to her, he went off the rails, he wanted nothing to do with her. She's won back his trust, his support, and she knows that she has to play along. Nobody knows Kanye better than Kim. His ups and his downs, and she knows he can be temperamental. And so she knows that by sort of going along with what he wants to do, it will keep him happy. Now, you might say, why does she care? She cares because of the kids. She does want to have him in her kids' life. She said that Kanye will always be family. So is she being complicit? Yes. Do a lot of people have to do this in life? Yes. So Kim's no different to the rest of us here. She's just playing along to keep the peace. But sources tell me she absolutely is going ahead with the divorce. Sources are also telling People magazine. I wonder if it's the same sources. They said the following, quote, Kim and Kanye have come a long way since Kim filed for divorce, but the sources for People magazine agree with my sources and confirm that Kim has no intention of backtracking on the divorce right now. She'll always love Kanye, though she is not calling off the divorce. A little exclusive here, you're not going to hear anywhere else. So also at this big Donda party in Chicago, Kanye invited really controversial people to join him on stage, as well as Kim. He had DaBaby, who's been saying some really homophobic things lately, and also Marilyn Manson, who's been accused of sexual assault. My insiders tell me Kanye also wanted to invite Donald Trump, President Trump, to come to the show. This is all press stunt. It's all performance art. He likes to do this. He likes us talking about him. Kanye does not believe that you can get bad press. We know that when he ran for president. A lot of people at the label, a lot of friends of his, told him not to do it. It was silly. It wasn't a good look. It's not going to help you. Kanye disagreed, and ultimately he ran for publicity. So once again, expect more outrageous behavior from Kanye as we count down to Drake's CD. Only one can be number one. Only one of them can be at the top of the charts. They can't share it. It'll be very unlikely they sell exactly the same amount of albums. So one of them is going to be number one. Record insiders tell me, music business professionals tell me, it's probably going to be Drake, but goodness knows Kanye is not giving up without a fight, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kanye West is claiming that he and Kim Kardashian are back together. Do you think Kim will call off the divorce? Ooh, it's a good one. Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Moving along, Nene Leakes is saying that her husband is, quote, transitioning to the other side. So the Real Housewife of Atlanta, Nene Leakes, was recently recorded telling patrons at her lounge in Atlanta that her husband Greg could possibly lose his battle with cancer. In the footage, Nene is seen addressing customers who had called her rude for not acknowledging her birthday party in the crowd, leading to the reality star to share some painful personal information. She told the crowd, quote, "My husband is transitioning to the other side." She told that to the room before turning to acknowledge those who had called her out, the people that had complained that she hadn't said happy birthday. She added, quote, "You don't know what we're dealing with right now. So when people approach and say you're rude because you don't want to say happy birthday, my husband is at home dying." This is such a bizarre story. Obviously, we're sending our best to Greg and Nene, but what went down here is they own a club together. It's a lounge, it's a bar in Atlanta where they're from. So when Nene skyrocketed to fame on The Real Housewives, they wanted to make money out of this really quickly, so they opened up a lounge. Not a bad idea. Now, if you're going to open up Nene's lounge, Nene has to turn up. So she goes to this lounge every so often. I don't think she's there that much, but she does pop in. When she pops in, everybody goes nuts. So a crowd of people there were celebrating a birthday party, and when Nene walked in, they hoped she'd come over and say happy birthday. After all, they are spending money in her lounge, her club. She didn't do that, and the reason she did not do it, she's saying, is because her husband is sick. Now, some people are pushing back, not really sure if they believe her, which you can't do. If somebody says their husband's about to die, you can't say it's not true. But they're pushing back a little bit, saying that Nene shouldn't have been at the club. If her husband's that sick, she should be home with Greg, not at the lounge. Also, too, I do think when you own businesses like this, you do expect celebrities, you do expect them to turn up. That was the problem with Britney Spears' restaurant in New York. She turned up on the opening night and then she never went again, although the food wasn't very good either. Justin Timberlake, he had a restaurant in New York, he never went. He never showed up at his own restaurant. If you're going to be a celebrity and open a bar or a restaurant, I'm sorry, Nene, you're expected to show up. And you know what? If you're not in the mood to go, I get it. This is terrible, terrible news, Nene. You should be home. Don't feel like you have to do this. I'm sure your fans will totally respect the fact if you stay away from the lounge for a few weeks or months while you deal with this. Although, on this show, we do not tell anybody, how they should grieve. So, Nene, we are sending you the best. And anybody going to Nene's club in the next couple of weeks, months, hey, have some sympathy here. Let's take a back seat. Let's cut the girl a little space. Moving along, Channing Tatum is dating Zoe Kravitz. So we've seen lots of photographs of them out together all over New York, and the photographs are suggesting the two of them are a couple. Well, now it seems as if Tatum himself is confirming their news by subtly, adding her to his Instagram. He's now following Zoe Kravitz fans' accounts. That's interesting, isn't it? And so he's also following her account too. So he's not just following her, he's following fan accounts. So this would be not just following me, thank you very much, It'd also be following my fan accounts, which I don't actually have, but if I did, you get the picture here. So the friendship started out with the two of them working together. She's making her directorial debut in a new film, and she said she told Deadline in an interview in June that he was her first choice. She calls him Chan, C-H-A-N, and she thought of him when she wrote the character. He has similar praise for her, so it's not unusual for celebrities, Hollywood celebrities, movie stars, to meet on film sets. So they started working together, they got cozy, and now we can confirm they are dating and they've even made it sort of Instagram official, I would guess. To make it totally official on Instagram, you have to post a picture together, kissing. But following each other, it's the first step. This is how now we get our reporting. In the old days, we had to follow people around and sources to figure it out. Now the celebrities do all the work for us, and I'm grateful for that. These two, a cute couple, really, really cute, and it's delicious, really, really cute, and it's delicious to see them around New York. I hope to bump into them at Bottino's, where we go for a drink. James Corden is getting mocked for stopping traffic in LA. So the stars of the new Cinderella, it's a remake on Amazon starring Camila Cabello, Billy Porter and Idina Menzel, they stopped traffic in LA for a flash mob to really promote their film, and people are pretty angry about it. So the new film has new music in it, but that isn't known yet, so nobody knows any hits from the show yet. So instead of singing a song from Cinderella, they sang Jennifer Lopez's Let's Get Loud. A little bit of a misfit there, isn't it? But they were dressed up in the Cinderella costumes. They ran into the middle of the traffic, stopped it and sang away. It was all being recorded too, presumably for James's TV show. One user of social media said the following, quote, I am officially scared by James Corden doing hip thrusts. He thrust his hips while he was singing. I will never be able to listen to this song the same way ever again. Another person wrote, quote, imagine having a terrible day. And then on your way home from work, you're forced to watch Camila Cabello and James Corden dance right in front of you. This would send you right over the edge. And finally, somebody else is complaining, quote, it would have been great if they didn't block traffic to promote your movies. Some of us aren't as privileged and lucky enough to get famous and have lots of money, and we need to go to work to make ends meet. So, you gotta think of this stuff when you want to do a big PR stunt. Inconveniencing other people, not a good idea. You can do your stunts, you can dance around, you can wear your costumes. But honestly, if I was rushing to work or rushing home, maybe to get the babysitter or maybe going to the supermarket or even rushing just to see my mate, Miss D, I don't think I'd want to stop in traffic while they sing this song. Don't mess with people's traffic. It gets them really, really annoyed. Not a good idea. And finally, before we go to break, Ashley Simpson. I used to work for Ashley. Hello, Ashley. Hello. Has shared a nude photograph of her husband to celebrate his birthday. So Ashley took to social media to wish her husband, Evan Ross, that's Diana Ross's son, a happy birthday by sharing a naked photograph of the actor in the shower. She wrote, happy birthday to the love of my life. That's sweet. She included a black and white photograph of them together and a second photograph of him taking a steamy shower. Well, fortunately, or maybe unfortunately, a hand towel was on the rail covering up his private parts. Do you think she had to get permission before she posted this? What does Diana Ross think about this? Well, we know what his sister thinks, Tracy Ellis Ross. She commented on the photograph, Ashley, and also put lots of emojis, laughing emojis at the shower photograph. Evan must like the picture because he reposted it on his own Instagram. They've been married since 2014. Guess where they got married? At his mommy's Connecticut home. Diana Ross. I know. Diana Ross's backyard. They got married in. They share a son together, Ziggy, a daughter together, and also two, they share her eldest son, Bronx, from her ex-husband, Fallout Boys, Pete Wentz. Congratulations. Naughty Pictures, what do you think about that? It's your birthday, so I guess your birthday suit is terribly appropriate. Do you share this stuff, though? Bruce, my husband, would not be impressed if I shared. He looks great, too, so it's nothing about that. But I don't know. I think you have to ask permission before posting a naked picture. Let me know what you think. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we will be right. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Our friend Garrett is off today, so it's just us naughties. We're all in this together. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da. Thank you very much. So last show, we talked about Ramona singer Luann de Lesseps and Sonia Morgan getting fired from The Real Housewives. Is this a good move or a bad move? Let's have a look at the results. Ooh, 75% think it's a good move. You're over The Real Housewives of New York. A lot of the comments say they need to shake it up. This year, the ratings were a disaster for New York. I think it fell down to about 700,000-800,000. That's it. Well below a million. People are not tuning in. The whole franchise feels a little stale. I used to love this franchise. I didn't watch this season. I watched a few episodes and tuned out, got a little bit bored too, so they are shaking it up. And it looks like the original ladies, Ramona, Luann, are out. They have been offered the gig, the job to return as friends of the Housewives. They might still pop up on the episodes, but insiders tell me at the moment Ramona is so insulted by this offer that she is walking away. Most of you agree it is a good idea on the Naughty But Nice Show. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. So the Duke and the Duchess of Cambridge, that's William and Kate, are considering relocating. They're considering moving to Windsor. This move would make them much closer to the Queen. The Queen basically lives at Windsor Castle, so a lot of people think she lives at Buckingham Palace. Not really true. She likes Windsor Castle the most. That's where she spends most of her time, and that's where her dear husband Philip died. This is the family home. So William and Kate are thinking of moving to Windsor to be closer to the Queen as they take on a more senior role at the heart of the royal family. The couple currently split their time between Kensington Palace in London and also Amber Hall in Norfolk, which is a little bit of a way away. So Amber Hall, that was a wedding gift from the Queen to them when they finally got married. What a lovely gift to get. It's been through extensive renovations, and now it's really the family's permanent home. If you were going to guess, where are Kate and William today? Don't say Kensington Palace, pick Norfolk. They really like the country. Kate's a country girl. But now as their children get older, they're at school in London and taking on more responsibilities as Granny gets older. And now that Harry and Meghan have retired from the family, they think the move to Windsor would probably be more appropriate for their lifestyle. And nicest of the day, these two. I like them. They're just so sensible and smart. Kate and William are nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Sarah Jessica Parker has recreated one of Carrie Bradshaw's iconic outfits. So perhaps the most notable costume from the show was Sarah Jessica's look that she wore during the opening credits. Her white tiered tutu that was cut just above the knee, and she paired it with a pink tank top. Do you remember that in the opening? Well, two decades later, Sarah Jessica and Carrie Bradshaw is revisiting the nostalgic look on the set of the reboot of the show. Rather than be a mini dress, this new version of the tutu is full length all the way to the floor. She ditched her stilettos in favour of black and white booties. She looks great in it. The pictures are on naughtygossip.com. I'm just not sure they should be going back reminiscing. Look forward, look forward, look forward. Take a look at the picture. I think I like the tutu better. I know. Put the tutu back on, not this big long white skirt. Our naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. So whenever you get nervous or frightened about trying something new, think of the most successful average person you know who has achieved great success. this. Stop comparing yourself to people that are brilliant. That will only make you more nervous. When I get nervous, I think of Sarah Palin. We're not a political show, but I've got to admit, Sarah Palin changed my life. I've got her autobiography on my desk. When I get nervous that I can't do something, when I get nervous that I'm going to go on Wendy Williams, when I get nervous I'm going to go on the Today Show, when I get nervous about doing something new professionally, I think of Sarah. Sarah ran to be the Vice President of the United States. If she can do that, then I can sit and talk to Wendy Williams about the Real Housewives for 10 minutes. Do the same thing in your life. When you get nervous, stop thinking of all the brilliant people you know. Think of the people that are not that talented, but have achieved great, great things. It makes you calm down. If they can do it, so can you. Who is your Sarah Palin? That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, please sing along wherever you are. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.